Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And last night you decided, hey, they're making a real big deal about this Celtics game. I'm going to watch this Celtics game. Because you watched the Celtics series last year. And Darius Garland did not play well in the Celtics series last year or for the postseason altogether, to be honest with you. And last night he was 3 for 21. And I got some more of the same. Darius Garland needs to go. We need to trade him. This guy sucks.
And it wasn't
this
for me.
This guy's a loser.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. You've been hard on Darius Garland. This guy is every name in the book that you could find. And I'm going, guys, you just didn't watch the first 15 games. Now, I know I'm paid to do it. But I watched the first 15 games and I'm sitting there beside myself going, how on earth can sensible individuals have these takes? Now, I know we all compare ourselves and say we're great sports fans. I'm not saying Bob Jackson in Independence, Ohio, he ain't watching the Cavs. I don't even know if there is a Bob Jackson in Independence. But I'm saying is that a lot of people, I'm sorry, actually I'm not. I'm just going to be disrespectful and say it. I don't think you were watching the first 15 games of the season. I think you dropped in on the Cavs last night. They lost the game last night, and you're so used to ripping on Darius Garland, and he gave you a reason to rip on him yesterday. He did.
We had his worst game of the year. But one of the worst of his career.
It became trade Darius all over again, and I went, well, we're not watching the games. So
it was so in Yahoo yesterday, it was Dan Devine. I want to give him credit for his piece about Darius being the most underrated superstar in the league. That was the title, of course, comes out yesterday. And then anybody who read that and said, okay, I got my popcorn out. Let's see this Darius for the first time.
So Dan's upset just like I am.
Right. I can only imagine. So Darius this year, I called him a top 5 point guard. This is me.
Yeah, he did.
This is me.
And you said last year he wasn't even a top 15 point guard.
Oh,
and by the way,
he might not have been top 20 last year.
He wasn't. He wasn't last year.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
But a lot of it certainly had his reasons, the injury. The season from hell, that's exactly what it is. The death in the family, all that stuff. This year, career numbers all across the board. 55% from mid-range, 45.5% from three-point land, 93% at the free throw line. Kenny, 71% on that patented floater that he had been just basically every time it was as money could get. 66% of his shots within 4 feet of the basket. He has been a freak. This year, he's been an all-NBA player. He's an all-star. Like, he had been that good. So you're right. Had you not really been paying attention to all of that and then just saw last night, yeah, you think he sucks.
it's not an excuse for bad play. 3 for 21 is horrendous. But I think anybody who was watching the first 15 games of the season last night was going, man, that's a bad night at the office for Darius Garland. But you know what? This is the way it goes. And hopefully we'll pick it up coming up tomorrow night because they play tonight against New Orleans. Hopefully he'll pick it up in the future and we'll keep going from here. If you did not watch the first 15 games or you had bits and pieces of the first 15 games and didn't even bother to look at a box score, yeah, you were probably saying that he needs to be traded. You were probably saying that he needs to be traded. Unless you think I'm wrong, 216-474-0092, then fine, go ahead and let me have it because I think I'm right. And I say this knowing wholeheartedly that we're going to go to the postseason this year. We'll probably have the number 2 overall seed, maybe even the number 1 overall seed in the Eastern Conference. And he may make me look like an idiot later on this postseason. But I'm going to you got to say it while you can, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to hope that Darius backs me up on it. He's been sensational to start this year. It's been a month of this season. Any of the talk about trading him or any of the talk about him being untouchable last year, you know, that went back and forth. I think any of the talk about him being traded, and I had to be a part of it because it got so bad, I think that's all left in the past. I think he's been great this year. Last night was an abomination to his own game. But everything else has been great. I have to hope he does it this postseason because there's going to be a lot of people saying that I ripped him and I shouldn't have ripped him and that I'm going to take it if he doesn't go out there and he doesn't perform in the postseason.
Well, I think last night was obviously the hardest it's been for Darius and really Donovan Mitchell too. And Donovan kind of turned it on, but the two of them had such a terrible first half. And a lot of that is the Boston Celtics, they kind of have the perfect team to beat every style. Like you've got point guards, right? Or you've got your small backcourt. Well, the Cavs small backcourt has been awesome this year against everybody. Last night, the Celtics have the best perimeter defenders in the league. You've got two role guys at this stage of his career, Holiday and Derek White, who can clamp down defensively. And then they got Tatum, and then they got Jaylen Brown. Oh, and then by the way, when Al Horford switches on to Darius, he's got his number every time, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, full head of steam, doesn't matter. Horford is still going to block his shot every time around the basket. And so this is the toughest team for a lot of reasons, that no matter what type of basketball you play. Now, the Cavs do have an advantage, especially without Porzingis in there, that they can go inside and Mobley feasted. Mobley, this happened at the end of the last year's series against Boston. Mobley has that ability, and you just want him to keep being aggressive. You know, 13 attempts last night. Probably want that to be even more against Boston, because they've got no answers for his ball handling, which has gotten better. No answers for his passing. He had a pass on the baseline last night that, you know, was ho-hum because the way the game was kind of going, where Boston, when they wanted to, kind of imposed their will. But, you know, it got down to like a two-point game, but he had a pass on the baseline where his arm just reached around, and I can't remember who he hit. It was just an easy layup, and Boston was like, man, what are we going to do? So maybe that's the difference if you're wondering about an adjustment. I actually liked that Darius kept shooting. I did. Now, if this happened again, what they get him on Sunday?
Yes.
In a couple weeks?
Sundays from now.
It's the December 1st, right. Sunday, December 1st, the weekend of Thanksgiving.
So just remember I'm saying this. I like
6 p.m. here.
Yeah, I like that he stayed aggressive yesterday, because I think past Darius, past seasons, he might have played hot potato, which I didn't see last night.
Oh, no, there was times last year where he was just passing because he did not want the ball. He was afraid to shoot.
Yeah, I think you could tell confidence has kind of changed, because he kept shooting, even though he was having an all-time bad night. With that said, if it's like this again against Boston, I'd like to see the ball move a little bit more, and definitely concentrate on Evan Mobley going after them, because they really don't have a lot of answers. I mean, Mobley was matched up against Jaylen Brown, got an easy layup. Like, it was, no matter who was going after him, Mobley was creating. He was creating a lot for other guys. I think he can even be more aggressive for himself.
Should we be ripping Evan Mobley, should we be ripping Darius Garland today? 216-474-0092. Am I being too soft on Darius Garland today? And for that matter, are you being too soft, Anthony, on Darius Garland today? I don't. It was a bad day. It was a terrible day. He's a paid professional, and I wish it would have been better, and I'm sure he wishes it would have been better. Now, I before I answer this, like, they play New Orleans tonight, 7:30. Do you, now that they're 15-1, do you change the way, because they already sat Donovan Mitchell for a game. They said that was planned for a month. They did that on Sunday. Do you change the way that this is now, because you're not chasing a streak anymore of 15 games, or do you kind of go back to the way things were?
That's interesting, because New Orleans got their doors blown off last night in a cup game. All these games were close except for
New
Orleans.
They're messy.
They are horrendous. Zion is back out of the lineup. They lost 132-91. So if ever there was a back-to-back where you'd still feel good, and I don't think the Cavs are going to... Like, there's not like some number they're trying to reach wins-wise. So I could understand it if after yesterday was a very physical game. I mean, we all remember the play with Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum, where, you know, there was some concern. What, should it be a technical? I saw some people saying the Cavs players should have gotten in his face. And I was like, I
didn't think it was egregious.
It was a clunky play by Tatum.
I wanted to believe it was egregious, and it was clunky, but I felt the same way you did.
Yeah, I didn't think it was some crime. I didn't see it as that. I think Cavs fans were in their emotions last night, and understandably so. It's great to have a rival again. I mean, this is going to be a rivalry. We had Shaughnessy on yesterday, and I'm like, is this going to be a budding rivalry? He's like, I hope. He's like, the Celtics really don't have anybody that's on the same plane field as them. So,
well, he's as cynical as it gets.
Maybe the Cavs, like last night, that comeback, because I'm telling you, every other team in the league, almost every other team would have gotten blown out the way that Boston was shooting last night. That should have been a runaway, easy win for Boston.
I felt the same way you did. I was buoyed by their fight that they had throughout the game. At one point, you know, I think in the first quarter, you know, I'm looking at social media, and maybe I shouldn't have been doing it, but I'm looking at social media a little bit. I'm going back to watch some of it. I'm rewinding a little bit, and I'm seeing people start to say some of the same things they did last year because they're playing Boston. But I'm going, man, depending on how you're looking at this, I mean, they're fighting through all this. They continue to go right after Boston. Boston went right after them. I mean, the defense on three-pointers, the just suffocating the Cavaliers last night was incredible. I got to give Boston credit, trying to suffocate in the first half. Cleveland fought through it. They made their adjustments as best they could. I was happy with the effort that was given, because if they would have just laid down and died, maybe I would have felt a little bit different about it yesterday, this morning. But I just feel that some of the overreaction, and you know, we made a big deal about winning this basketball game last night. Yeah, we did. But I feel that some of the overreaction is just that, where I don't need to go getting rid of players again, going back to old takes because they lost to the Boston Celtics last night, and they lost by three. And they were within that game, and if a couple go down for you, I mean, there was a critical sequence there, fourth quarter, where you bring it back within three, you miss two open looks, and then you miss the bunny, which I brought up to you in the first half. I mean, that could have made a world of difference with what they were trying to do. Gil in Cleveland, you're first up in the Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Garland. Everyone's talking about his offense. Yeah, his offensive game was pretty bad last night. I thought his defense was worse, and here's why. At the end of the game especially, well, throughout the game, but end of the game most especially, they were setting ball screens, Boston was, on Garland's guy to make him match up against Brown and Tatum, and they were just exposing him, going right to the basket with him, you know, pushing off and getting pull-up shots off them. And they were exposing him at the end of the game. So two things, Garland, no, he's not able to guard big guys like that. So I wonder why Atkinson was allowing them to switch every single screen and not fighting through. Maybe that's something they only do in the playoffs. That's my take. Gil.
Thanks. Thank you very much for the call. Tone?
Yeah, it's almost an impossible situation. Garland is one of the smaller starting guards in the entire league. This is the team that can, they're going to punish you in every which way they can. They hunt mismatches against every team in the league, because they've got, at most points, especially when Porzingis comes back, they got five guys that can shoot it on the floor almost at all times. So it is really hard. Like, you could say fight through screens, but in that moment that you're fighting through a screen, you could see Tatum needs no time to pull up. The Jaylen Brown needs no time. He can just pull up. They all are good, pretty good with the dribble. I know that Brown loses the ball from time to time, but he's got a step back that's unguardable when he's on. Like, it's just too hard. You could say fight through screens, but then they're turning the corner and they're blitzing you, and then their downhill attack that gets guys open on the perimeter. Like, it's just really hard.
Should we be more critical of Darius Garland? 216-474-0092.